You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaCanfora, now host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Make sure to check out In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Good morning, Jason.
Hey there. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Glad you could be here. The reason I asked our producer, Tim, to get you on this morning was because every time we see a power ranking come out from one of the networks or websites, or every time we see a breakdown or an analysis of the best and worst teams in the NFL, our New Orleans Saints are coming either dead last or right near the bottom. And that's got a lot of the Houdat Nation and fans here locally just kind of, you know, yanking their hair out and not real happy about it. And so I thought, let's try to get an outsider's point of view who watches the entire league, who knows everything unfolding with all 32 teams, to kind of explain to us why all of these analysis, all of these odds makers, everybody is giving the Saints literally no chance of success this season.
Sure. Well, let's start right there because it's not even, this is not, and I'm not, you know, I'm obviously in the media. I'm not like someone who defends the media all the time, but like no one's out to get the Saints. Like there's nothing personal here. It's just sort of what happens in the offseason in the NFL is as franchises recalibrate and teams make moves. And so you could take the media out of it, just, you know, gambling's mainstream for better or worse, probably for a lot of it worse. It's mainstream. Trust me, these books don't have, they're not sympathetic. They're not emotional, right? There's no fandom or animosity, right, in terms of, oh, I hate that team or I love that team. It's literally just the numbers. And the numbers say, and all of their algorithms say, it, on paper, it's one of the worst teams in the NFL. And if you look at, you know, win totals, it's the Browns and the Saints with the lowest win totals in the league. Like if there's going to be markets that start opening up for, you know, last team to win a game in the NFL, I'm telling you that's going to be priced with the Saints and the Browns, you know, vying for that, or, you know, whatever that distinction. If you want to evaluate football teams, you know, a lot of times you're going to start with the head coach and you're going to start with the quarterback. That's, you know, that's not a position of strength for the Saints. Like they're reshuffling the deck again. We've got an unproven head coach and we've got a quarterback situation that I'm not sure the long-term solution or even someone who can do a whole lot in the short term is on that roster. Now, you know, there's maybe the young man from Louisville turns out to be what they hope he can be, but I don't think that happens overnight or over the course of, you know, 17 games. So they're in transition. They've allowed that roster to decay for a long time. They didn't sell off as many pieces as they could have to recoup, you know, maximum draft assets. And they've kind of been stuck in the middle, keep running that credit card on the salary cap, but that eventually catches up to you. And every team has a recalibration, except for maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers, right, who've never had a losing season under Mike Tomlin. That's an anomaly. And this feels to the betting markets, feels to the media, and frankly feels to rival front offices and rival coaching staffs like, the inevitable reset that the Saints were going to have to take, the really kind of ugly one, they may be on the cusp of it.
Yeah, you know, I get that, you know, everyone here hopes that Tyler Shuck can be the next Jaden Daniels, that he can come in and suddenly turn everything around and as a rookie lead us, if not two, at least on the road to the promised land. But I do get it that these sports books, these outsiders who study the league wider, these networks and power ranking creators, you have an unproven head coach who's never been a head coach before, and you don't even know who the quarterback's going to be. But man, it just hurts when fans hear the worst or the one of the two worst teams in the NFL when everyone here is trying to believe, hey, they've made changes. They've got a new coach. They're going to have a new quarterback. They have these draft picks. They've made these acquisitions in free agency, and that it's got to get better because there's nowhere to go except up after a 5-win season last year.
Yeah, that may have been rock bottom. It may not have. I mean, again, you're seeing totals like 5.5. And I think those are priced pretty accordingly. And I would, you know, if you made me say I've got to go over or under on the Saints, I'm going to go under, honestly. Look, if you're looking for reasons for optimism, like I'm comparing them to the Browns because, you know, a lot of people would say that's the worst team in the NFC and the worst team in the AFC. You know, the Browns play in a division where the Ravens are a perennial Super Bowl contender. The Bengals have a Super Bowl caliber offense. They've got issues on defense, but they've got a great kicker and a potent offense. And you know, with Joe Burrow, like, that's one of the few people who's going to Arrowhead and knocked Patrick Mahomes out of the playoffs. So, like, they're competing with that. And then the Steelers, as I mentioned, they've never had a losing season under Mike Tomlin. So you compare that to, right, the division for the Saints, and there's a whole lot more, I would say, you know, laxity there. Like, there's a whole lot more leeway in terms of what those teams traditionally are, where they are right now in their operation. I mean, obviously Tampa is at the pinnacle. But, like, if, you know, Baker Mayfield went down for a period of time, do they have such a, you know, robust roster that they could sustain that? No, Atlanta's going with a young quarterback who, frankly, should have played a whole lot more last year than he did. So that's probably set that process back a little bit. And Carolina made strides last year, but that's still a team that's trying to come out of the abyss. So, look, the division could provide a subsidy for them. And if they're competitive within the division, then that's going to probably allow them to at least get over last year's win total. But they're a rebuilding team.
You can say it. You can be honest with us, Jason.
They're a rebuilding football team.
Yeah, and I guess that is hard for any fan base to accept and they can't like it, and they have to believe and have hope. Otherwise, why be a fan if you don't feel like your team can win? But that was why I wanted to have you on, was to kind of get this nonpartisan perspective from the outside about why this is, because a lot of people are having trouble understanding it, thinking that it looks like the Saints are doing things, they are making moves, they are trying to turn things around, and it is disheartening to the fan base to hear, yeah, nice try, but we don't think it's going to do anything.
Well, look, it does. I'm not saying it won't work over time. I don't think it's going to work over one off season. You know, look, do I think this has the potential, very low bar to clear, to be a much more successful regime than the Dennis Allen one? Yes, I do. There's certainly you know, reason to think that this won't be that. But unfortunately, because how long they sort of tried to keep Sean Payton's roster intact for Dennis Allen, that they're going to pay that cost over multiple seasons.
All right. Well, sometimes the truth hurts, and let's hope that they are able in a less dominant division like the NFC South to make some moves, and that maybe they sneak up on some people who have no expectations. It is kind of good to come in sometimes with no one expecting you to win, because then, you know, human nature is maybe they let their guard down just a little bit, and if they can steal a few wins, build a little confidence, maybe they can make something happen.
Look, the most important metric for them is quarterback development. If that quarterback's markedly better on the other side of Thanksgiving than he was coming into the season, and he looks like someone who you want to continue to stay at the helm, and you don't have to spend a whole bunch of assets to get one, that's going to expedite everything with that rebuild. So I wouldn't be worried about the team macro level stuff. I'm looking at some specific individuals at key positions and seeing, have we found building blocks? And if we have, then we'll be back in this thing sooner rather than later.
And but you're talking a number of seasons, not a number of games. And it is what it is. Jason, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your perspective with us. We know we'll be talking to you throughout the season.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And here on WWL. That was Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Make sure to check out In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. What do you think? Is he right? Is he reasonable? Does it make sense? 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. I'll read some of your texts, take some of your calls after we check on WWL traffic. Hearing from some Saints fans who just don't buy it. One says, the coin has flipped. Saints finished the 2025 season 12-5 and NFC South champions. Gosh, I hope you're right, and I love your enthusiasm. You know, one thing that I think we heard from Jason Lockenfora is we have an untested new head coach. We are going to have an untested quarterback. Well, maybe they ace those tests. Maybe they surprise everyone. Is it, if I were putting my money, would I believe the odds makers who think the Saints are going to be amongst the worst teams in the NFL? Well, money talks, and that's different. You know, that's the head versus the heart kind of thing. But I think as a fan, you got to be optimistic and hope that the moves pay off and that we at least, if not see immediate success, incremental improvement. I am hearing from some text messages, though, that absolutely believe this is going to be a very difficult to watch season. Well, you know what? That's why we play the games. The odds makers don't determine it. What's on paper doesn't determine it. Each game will determine the eventual outcome and how the Saints do. And, well, let's hope that things are better than these predictions. Let's check out the news now on WWL. 7:45, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on WWL. Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Tommy's back tomorrow. And also tomorrow is the last day before a bunch of laws change in Louisiana based on the most recent legislative session. And several of them will affect drivers. So we wanted Trooper Jacob Pichu to join us this morning from Louisiana State Police to help us understand how things are changing. Morning, Trooper.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here. Let's start with the one I think that has gotten the most attention and that people are talking about the most is the fact that the legislature has now made it against the law to hold a phone or other electronic device while driving, essentially saying you can't text and drive, you can't dial a phone number and drive. While you're driving, you cannot be holding that device. How will you, the Louisiana State Police, and other law enforcement agencies across the state be enacting and implicate and working this law into how you do your jobs?
So the law did change. However, hands-free calling or GPS navigation is still available. You can do that. Obviously, if you need to report emergency, that's fine too. Or if you're lawfully parked or stopped, Those are all fine, but it goes back into keeping those distractions to a minimum while you're driving, because we are seeing that increase, which is making everybody's insurance rates go up, the increase in the distractions, which leading to the crashes. School zones and construction zones, you've never been able to use your phone or have your phone in your hand in those areas, and that remains the same. And again, this is what is defined as a secondary infraction. So to explain that, it's not something, if we just see it with you or your phone in your hand, we can't pull you over for that, but it's any other moving violation. So think about it. If you're driving and you see somebody swerving and then you see their phone in their hand, that's right there. If they're swerving, not maintaining their lane, or they're speeding, or they run a red light, whatever it is, and we also see the phone, it's that secondary infraction that can lead to multiple citations in one.
So, yes, simply someone texting and driving, while illegal, is not a reason that you or any other police officer can pull them over. However, if they are not following all other traffic laws, then you can pull them over for that and add that. But the bottom line here is the goal is to get people to use all hands-free operations for their devices, right?
Correct. As we move into the future, that could potentially change. Obviously, the law has just changed. But to keep the distractions at a minimum, right? There's so many things out there that distract people. Anyways, the cell phone is the worst, and it is leading to more crashes and significant crashes. And so hopefully with this law change, we'll see a decrease in those crashes.
Yeah, and often we do see incremental changes in laws where when they're first, go into law, they are a secondary offense, and then a year later or longer, the legislature will come back and say, okay, we've transitioned now, so we can now change the law and make it a primary offense. We'll have to wait and see if that happens. I got to imagine, though, if someone is texting and driving, if someone is scrolling through social media and driving, chances are they're violating some other law by swerving, yes, or speeding or something like that. So I got to imagine that there will be a significant number of citations issued once this law changes on Friday.
I would imagine so, because we've all been in that situation where we see the person all over the road and then we see a phone in their hand.
Yeah, or they're speeding up and they're slowing down and they're speeding up and they're slowing down. And yeah, yes, it's just one of those things. It's usually, and then you look over, that's why. Another, yes, significant change is how dark window tint can be. The legislature has allowed darker tint than in the past. Tell us about that.
Correct. So nothing changed for the rear windows. It's only those front windows, the driver and the front passenger. It went from the 40% light transmission to 25%, which matched the rear windows. And still nothing changed on the front windshield. It's basically about 4 or 5 inches at the front, the reflective. So the windshield didn't change. But those windows, which helps with any sort of where this law came from was people who have, I know lupus was one of the diseases that was cited, as well as other forms of skin diseases, as well as migraines. And we're trying to match, Louisiana is trying to match the surrounding states so that there's not a confusion of people traveling through from coming from or going to Louisiana. And so we're trying to match those states, as well as help people that potentially do have medical conditions.
And for me, I'm glad they're changing it, because I am so tired of the stupid bright headlights in my rearview mirrors and my side mirrors that I would love to tint my windows a little more, so that at least it can take the edge off of the crazy brightness of low beam, quote unquote, headlights these days that are so, so bright. We're talking with Trooper Jacob Pishu about the laws changing. When we come back, we're going to talk about one that our audience has been very, very vocal about, and that's people riding in the left lane when they're not passing. The law is changing about that. We'll get the details after we check on WWL traffic. Talking with Louisiana State Trooper Jacob Pishu about the laws that are changing after tomorrow in Louisiana. And driving in the left lane on the highway is one of the big changes. Trooper, explain to us how things are going to be different and what drivers need to know in terms of how you and other law enforcement agencies will be enforcing this new law.
So the big change with this were the fines associated with that that citation, right? The left lane, as people refer to it as the left lane campers, that has always been illegal. That left lane is for passing on any multi-lane roadway in the state. That includes bridges like the spillway and the causeway, where we see people lined up in the left lane. You're supposed to drive in the right lane, pass in the left lane, and get back over. And what really changed, again, are those fines for a first, second, or third offense. They were just increased fines. There was a little bit in there about the potential of, like, how slow somebody was going in the left lane. But now it's anybody who is just driving in the left lane, not passing. It's less restrictive to be able to make a stop. And the reason is because there's a few. One of those is sometimes we have seen on divided highways where at night a distracted, a confused, or an impaired driver gets on a roadway the wrong way. And we see those head-on collisions in heading the wrong way where somebody was in the left lane and they would have easily avoided it had they been in the right lane, number one. But number two is it's causing congestion, which is leading to road rage. Everybody seems to be in a hurry nowadays, and everybody gets upset with those people clogging up the left lane. We need to clear that left lane and drive safely and smoothly so that the traffic can actually flow.
You know, I say the supporters of this say that, yes, if everyone would drive in the right lane and only pass in the left lane, then we would have far fewer traffic jams and traffic overall would move more smoothly. Others, though, who oppose this, rightly or wrongly, say that people are speeding in the left lane and that it's not appropriate to open up a lane to tell speeders it's okay for them to exceed the speed limit to pass people in the right lane. And so there's a lot of really strong feelings and opinions on this. My personal opinion is if we would just drive in the right lane and pass in the left lane, let you do your job when it comes to speeding rather than any drivers feeling like they need to slow traffic down, the world overall would be a better place.
Correct. We will deal with the speeders as needed. We are out there and looking for those egregious drivers. A lot of times when people are driving, I'm not blaming them if they're driving in the left lane slower. These faster drivers that we need to stop and we need to ticket, they're all over the road on top of the speeding, which is causing even more problems. I understand that if you're wanting to free up that lane, you think that, hey, it's giving them a free pass. Well, if they're speeding and they're going above the speed limit, we will handle that appropriately.
Anything else you want to share with folks as we look ahead to Friday's changes in a number of laws that affect us here in Louisiana?
We just want everybody to just be updated with the laws, listening to this or just reading and seeing the changes, and just know the changes, because it seems that laws change every year and all of a sudden there's something that somebody doesn't know because it's the old law. But additionally, we want everybody to drive safe, and we want to see that these distracted crashes, these impaired crashes coming down, because nobody, it's stats on a paper and numbers, but it's somebody's family member that's being affected by that. And so we want everybody to be safe. Always buckle up, stay off the phone, and watch your speed.
Trooper, thank you so much for joining us here on WWL and helping us prepare for these changes in Louisiana state law. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk with Ronald Surpass about how we can keep crime rates continually decreasing in New Orleans, as they're already at historic lows. And then in the second half of the hour, Sidney Torres of Ivy Waste joins us. Looks like he's going to be one of two companies picking up trash at the same time in the French Quarter starting Friday. How's that going to work?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.